Trend number four, re-engineering delivery, succeeding in atoms and bits. And I keep pounding the drum about this idea of atoms, bits and atoms. So let me just read you the beginning. As people and objects are networked, the ways in which goods and services are produced and distributed are dramatically re-engineered. Increasingly, people can make things for themselves, producing a tool or artwork on the 3D printer, or publishing their own book on a digital file, or simply reading it on a tablet from the digital file. And they can also speed up communications about what they want made, or about finding and pricing what they want and having it delivered from the producer's store. At the root of the matter is the speed at which bits can be transformed into atoms, and atoms can be transformed back into bits. I point out that Whole Foods stock is down about 40% so far this year. They're taking tremendous competition. A lot of it is high-tech competition, and I posted one of the examples I used was Good Eggs, which is a website operation that operates here in San Francisco and several locations in California, among others. And what it does is it aggregates local farmer offerings and then delivers to the customer who orders online. So there's no need for a storefront. Everything's fresh. And it's clear from demand that the market is willing to pay quite a premium for fresh, healthy, local, including organic food. So Whole Foods is taking competition from a variety of different places. And you can see something like this, if it catches on, is really could be quite a competitive force. And of course, then there's Amazon, who plans to deliver to your door with drones. So the FAA has not approved that. That could take some time, but I think, 2020, the real race is on. The expectations for re-engineering healthcare costs are very significant. I've pointed out that I think the healthcare industry, I mean, the Silicon Valley and the technology industry think they can re-engineer out over $1 trillion of labor costs in the healthcare, in using healthcare apps and remote sensors and all sorts of different technologies. That's a very interesting question, because one of the big drivers that has provided employment over the last two decades is healthcare. But that's another example. Another example is the payment systems, and I provide more information in the comic book about some of the numbers on the different payment systems. And I think the big push there is going to be the emerging market demand, and China's demand for razor-thin spreads is going to be a tsunami that slaps back into the Western world, and we're all going to be the benefit. I know, certainly, if you look at what we're doing at the Soleri store, we've been the beneficiary of PayPal having to cut in response to what Apple is doing, in response to what Alibaba is doing. So I look forward to some more cuts in our spreads.